Tensions are high in the Iraqi city of Mosul as church leaders wait to hear news of the fate of two priests kidnapped over the weekend. Pope Benedict XVI appealed for their release in his Sunday Angelus, but the Syriac Catholic Church reports that so far the kidnappers have only contacted them to demand an extortionate ransom for release of the two priests. Emma McCarthy takes a closer look at the story.
Father Pius Afas, a 63-year-old Syrian Catholic priest from Mosul, and 35-year-old Father Mazen Ishoa, only just ordained, were on their way to say Mass in a church in the suburbs of Mosul when they were kidnapped Saturday afternoon. Already their bishop, Basil George Kasmusa, leader of the city's Syriac Catholic Church, had himself been kidnapped 2 years ago and later released. Speaking earlier, he confirmed that violence in his city is spiraling and that Christians are becoming an easy target.
They were kidnapped by written people. 1 hour after that, these fellows, they call us, said, the two priests are with us. You have to pay or we kill them. But until now, we haven't any news about them.
Christians in Iraq are nearly 1 million people, making 4% of the country's population of 26 million. And they are concentrated in the cities of Mosul and Baghdad. Mosul, which lies 405 kilometers north of the capital in the Nineveh province, has witnessed recent escalations in armed operations. Just before tendering his resignation last week, the Nineveh governor warned that members of Al-Qaeda organization in Iraq, escaping the security drive in the provinces of Al-Anbar and Diyala, have started to take up positions in the city, and he forecasts that unless something is done soon, the civilian population will be targeted, Christian and Muslim alike. I'm Emma McCarthy.